Hey, welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. We learned that you can be injured or cause an accident when sneezing.
We thought sneezing while driving was bad. Yeah. How about sneezing while riding a bike over a bridge?
Not a great idea.
Also, did you know
that I forgot where we were going with this whole thing?
What is you were going to go to the Bozo show.
Oh, that's right. This is how
you
know
we Grandma Jean took you.
My Grandma Jean did take us to Bozo because we got to skip school. And many of you got to skip school for a lot of very fun things.
A wedding we weren't even invited to.
Yeah, geez, that and much more right now on the Morning Mix podcast.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Sneeze. You got to be careful. It happened to a Romanian man. He sneezed so hard he drove his car off the road into a river. He got out of the car. He was okay, but the car was submerged in 4 feet of water. Terrifying.
When you sneeze, the Romanian response is salut.
Salut.
Instead of bless you.
Oh, well, he said sail.
Yeah, salut.
Oops. Into the road, right there into the river. Now, what happened to you when you sneezed? Hi, Megan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Megan, you were biking, but in a very unique place, and you sneezed?
Yes, I was biking down the Golden Gate Bridge, and I could tell that I was going to sneeze. And I was like, don't do it, don't do it. Like, trying to figure out if I do sneeze, do I stop, do I keep going? So it finally hit me, and I hit the brakes really quickly. But, of course, my body kept going. So I, like, my whole body jammed into the front of the handlebars. Oh. And fortunately, I moved just a little bit, so I got a giant bruise on my thigh.
Oh.
Like, you know, like, straddle the bike.
Right.
So I myself that way, but yeah, it was fantastic. Like, the bruise was like the size of a fist. I was very proud.
Wow, good for you. How'd you get that bruise? Wicked sneeze.
Yeah.
The on the Golden Gate Bridge.
What a memory to have.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Scary.
Oh, it was great. Yeah, I was driving or biking down Golden Gate Bridge.
Wow. Well, bless you, by the way. But geez, blew out, boom, right into that's. I'm sneezing on a bike, I hadn't really considered, to be honest. That hasn't happened to me.
Well, on a bridge.
Well, on a bridge.
It seems a little scary.
A lot of scary, yeah.
This could end in the bay.
Right. Hi, Cindy. Good morning.
Good morning.
You had a wicked sneeze, and what did it cause?
It made me blow out the blood vessels in my eyes.
Now, were you trying to hold back the sneeze?
Yeah, I was trying to hold back because I was driving to the grocery store, and I didn't even know it, but people at the grocery store started staring at me. And then when I got home, my daughter goes, Mom, what happened to you? And I said, what? And she goes, did you see your eyes? They were both bloody red.
Oh,
both eyes? Wow. All the whole eye red or just like around the corners?
No, around where all the white is.
Really? Blew out all the blood vessels in your eyes?
Yes. It was
That's
a hard
crazy.
One.
How long did it get? Go back? When did it go back
yeah,
to
yeah,
normal?
Yeah, when did it go back to normal?
It took a few days.
Wow. Yeah. That's another thing. I'm terrified of sneezing.
Exactly.
Just don't hold it back.
I guess that's why. Just let it fly, guys. Do the dad sneeze and let it ride. Wow. Who cares?
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
A little kid got Bruce Springsteen to sign his absentee note during a concert on Sunday night so that he could skip school on Monday because he was going to be, you know, so hungover from the E Street Band concert at 10.
Living
10
on a
old.
Prayer.
Yeah, that's right. That's not right.
Wrong guy.
He was dancing in the dark too late. That's what he was doing. Now, my folks, they let us skip school to go to Bozo. Big moment in our lives. I also used to fake sick a lot, so it doesn't matter. But the point is, we got to skip school to go to Bozo. Why did you get to skip school? Hi, Sherry. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sherry, you got to skip school. What for?
to watch the Luke and Laura wedding on General Hospital in like 1981.
Oh my God.
That's amazing.
Sounded like
that
this.
Four VCRs.
Hang on a second, Sherry. We got a General Hospital. Okay, so how old are you at the time, Sherry?
Probably 14 or 15.
And now General Hospital was on at like, wasn't it on at like 2 in the afternoon? So you just had to come home early from school?
I think my mom called us in for the whole day. She called myself and then she called back and changed her voice for my best friend.
That's because you guys, this was an event. It was on every People magazine.
Yeah,
it
really
was like this was all anyone talked about. This wedding and then later on, like, who shot JR? We're like the only things on TV anyone cared about.
There's no comparison. It can never happen again that way. And you can't fathom it unless you were living at the time of how big these things were.
Really?
They should have just shown it in school,
though. It doesn't even make sense.
It's the soap opera. Yeah. So then they're like, oh, they're hopping out of bed with someone else in the scene before.
On.
But that's why it's so ridiculous.
Wow. Yeah. So Sherry got to skip school for Luke and Laura's wedding on General Hospital. Hey, Karen, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing well. So you actually called your daughter out of school.
I called my daughter out of school and her best friend to go to the theaters and watch Star Trek Wrath of Khan.
Star Trek, yep.
Khan!
Yep.
Were they big Trekkers and you just decided I gotta take them?
It's a family thing, and my daughter was like, hey, Mom, can you call me and Christy out of school to go to the theater? I was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure I can do that. That would be awesome.
Live long and prosper, Karen. That's impressive.
So did Christy's mom know that you were calling her out of school?
She didn't at first, and then I had the guilt mom thing going, and I was like, Christy, you got to tell your mom. You just got to tell your mom. So
I don't know
that she did, but I never heard anything back, so it was all good.
They were still friends. They were letting out.
It all worked out. We saw Star Trek. We came back.
Two people calling in for friends. That's
friends.
Amazing.
These are cool moms. I'm not like the other moms. I'm a cool mom.
Yeah.
They really are. That was Karen. Now we go to Kristen. Good morning. How are you?
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Kristen, why'd you get to skip school?
Okay. This is so 90s kid growing up in the Chicago area, but I got to get an autograph by Scottie Pippen at Montgomery Ward.
Oh, Montgomery Ward. 2 points.
Electric Avenue. You can still find those commercials on YouTube. They're outstanding.
Electric Avenue. Yep. Now, you got to go meet Scottie, and he was like, quite naturally. And he signed an autograph for you?
Yeah, and okay, this is the sad thing. It was very anticlimactic. Like, I don't know where the autograph went. I was very unprepared. I think I just brought like a blank piece of paper. It wasn't like this commemorative photo or anything like that. But I still got to did school. My mom said that I was going to the dentist, and now that I'm a mom, I'm like, why didn't she just tell them the truth?
Yeah, why didn't you say? Yeah. She's going to miss a day. What grade level were you? Do you remember?
I was a freshman in high school.
Oh, okay.
Were you a big fan?
Of course. I mean, when you're growing up in the 90s in Chicago, it's in your DNA. So, yes, I was a big fan.
It's so ingrained in your DNA, Whip, that you would never lose the autograph that you got from Scottie
Pippen. That's why I asked.
It's like getting the autograph of Goofy at Disney. It's like, where did I put that? Hang on a second. Hi, Julia. Good morning.
Good morning.
Julia, why'd you get to skip school?
I got to skip school the day after my parents took me to my first concert, which was Bon Jovi.
Come on! Nice. You were legitimately living on a prayer.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you remember the concert well?
Yeah, I remember it was at the United Center, and it was through my mom's work, so they had a suite.
Oh,
so that was very cool.
That's a nice first concert, girl.
Watch out.
Yeah.
How many chicken tenders did you eat?
I have no idea.
Yeah,
but
just kept going.
It was so cool to just see all the people from all the way up top.
Yeah, you were up there, literally living the dream. That's pretty impressive. So Julia got to skip school after the Bon Jovi concert. And believe it or not, we're going to go over here to Kim. Good morning, Kim. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm fantastic. How are you all?
We're doing really well. Now, it was not Bon Jovi. It was not Bruce Springsteen, but it was Mount Prospect's own. You got to skip school after what?
I took my kids out of school to take them to the hometown visit for American Idol's Lee DeWise.
Lee DeWise, baby! My old high school classmate. That's right, Lee DeWise, American Idol winner. And you took your kids out of school
because
in the finale for American Idol, they do the hometown visits and they did the parade with Lee past the paint store he worked at.
Oh my God.
Yes. It was awesome. Like, the kids were so excited and they were the coolest kids in the class to get to leave to go to that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Drop it. Pure emotion. He's never fake.
Yeah.
Guilty pleasure like stepping on a rake. Oh. He might even make your head shake. Here we go with hot take.
So over the Easter weekend, I had an occasion to go to a local sandwich shop, get myself a nice wrap for lunch after ordering, and decided to pay with my fancy digital credit card, which exists only on my phone, and which I use only because I get digital money, which also exists only on my phone because I use it. It's weird, right? Because I can see all my transactions, though, right then and there on my phone. Makes me think twice about spending, which can't be a bad thing. This part, though, is a bad thing. I go to tap the card at the sandwich place. The little reader thingy just keeps spinning and 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 spinning while displaying the word processing. So I show the worker. She said, do it again. I did it again. Same result. Spinning, 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 spinning. Processing. Ultimately, nothing. So the sandwich artist says, since that didn't go, if I had another credit card, I could just insert that. So I did. And it went through. Got my wrap, walked out. Before I got to my car, I could see my charge on my digital card was shown in my transactions, although it did say pending, but I'm pretty sure it always says that before it eventually goes through. So, guess what? I go back into the sandwich place. I show a worker. I'm like, this one is registered here, plus I just paid here. I'm paying twice. The guy was a little jaggy about it, says since they only gave me one receipt and it said pending, there's no way I would be charged twice. So I had to take his word for it and go eat my wrap. A little while later, you guessed it. Check my transactions on my digital card again. No longer pending. In fact, a full-fledged $10.78 charge on my transaction log. Which meant that, in fact, I had paid for my wrap twice for a total of $10.78 times two. Or if we round that up for simplicity, that's $11 a piece times two, which is $22. So, of course, this was now the most important and annoying waste of $11 of my entire life, and I had to do something about it. Went back to the store. They said there was nothing they could do. This is a credit card issue. Well, thanks for the help. Meanwhile, either give me my $10.78 credit or give me another $10.78 item. They didn't, so I leave. Instead, I had to dispute my charge on the app on the phone. After a few clicks between me and an AI chatbot, because they'll be damned if they're going to give me access to an actual person to deal with my issue, guess what the bot told me? For this type of dispute, you should first contact the merchant to see if your issue can be resolved. Have you tried contacting the merchant? My answer was an emphatic yes in all caps, but at this point I was starting to take it a little personally because even the bot doesn't want to help me out. I was now officially tangled in the web of I can't help you, did you try this person? And the other person says, I can't help you, did you try this person? It's a feedback loop from which it seemed like there might have been no escape. And even worse, it was costing me $11, tens of minutes, and a huge spike in my blood pressure. Then the AI chatbot asked me to write a college-style essay explaining the entire situation. And after I did that, they said, thanks. This is a quote. Now we're turning this over to Goldman Sachs. I literally had no idea what that meant, but it didn't sound good. And for a second, I considered contacting my attorney over a chicken Caesar wrap. But here comes the good news, which, by the way, used to be a segment I hosted on Mick's social media pages a couple years ago. Feel free to go search for them. Anyway, Goldman Sachs came through. A few minutes later, something wrote me back, said $10.78 was being put back on my card. So problem solved, happy ending, but with a cost. My serious point here is I feel like all the tech has made this kind of thing a pretty common occurrence. We either waste lots of time and energy on stuff that might have once been simple, not the biggest deal in the world, of course, when you add this up to all the rest of it, and no actual human has the power or ability to help you with it. It contributes to the fact that, let's face it, we're all going progressively nuts, some more quickly than others. You've heard of death by way of 1,000 cuts. This is like insanity by way of 1,000 pains in the ass. I just saw a story from this week. The CEO of Yum Brands has a vision for AI-powered fast food in which artificial intelligence, his words, shapes nearly every aspect of how Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, KFC, and Habit Burger Grill restaurants are run. You may be looking forward to this world, but I'm not looking forward to the day when they leave the cheese off my chalupa and I gotta chat with a robot from Goldman Sachs in order to get it straightened out.
Hey! That's hilarious that you were sent up to Goldman Sachs.
Yeah, I mean, really, and I'm sure some people are gonna text you, they apparently are in charge of the Apple credit card or whatever.
Absolutely.
But it was
just
like, I'm like, what planet have I accidentally rabbit-holed my way into over this $11?
We did get one text from a 630. Hey, you never really told us. Was the rap even good?
It was acceptable.
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
Before we get into the top six, let me share some facts with you. Believe it or not, according to the results of a new survey on exercise and post-workout hygiene, only 53% of people wash their sports underwear after each trip to the gym.
Come on.
Meaning, let's say you go to work and you have a gym and you go upstairs and you change and you put on workout underpants or something like that. Then you do your workout, you go back to your locker room, you clean yourself up, you put back your clothes on, those gym underpants go in your bag. The next day, 47% of people just grab them and put them back on.
Hey! Okay.
We're on floor three now. Sorry, the elevator has opened, it sounds like. They revealed half of the 2,000 people surveyed in the United Kingdom pick up their sweaty sports bra and their sweaty underpants again and put them right back on the next time they go to work out. In another one, 1 in 9 people will stretch those sweat-covered undergarments for up to 6 gym trips.
Wow. They must not be sweating very much.
It could be.
Like,
that's true.
I mean, they're not working out, like really working out.
Now, here's the thing, though. What about not just the germs coming from your body, but the germs coming from the room you're in? Research compared the bacteria levels from gym equipment to the number of germs typically found on everyday items. For example, the average exercise bike at your gym harbors 39 times more bacteria than a cafeteria tray.
Well,
so you're sitting on it, whether you're sweating or not, it's on you.
Yeah.
Now, the average free weight carries 362 times more germs and bacteria than a toilet seat.
That I believe. Because you're holding it. You know what I mean? You see people, like, they're sneezing and they're wiping their snot on their side.
You know those people, like, lick their hands before they pick up the weight? Like, it's going to help them grip it better?
True.
No joke.
Yeah.
That always happens in, like, rec basketball. Like, I'll be playing ball and the guy, he'll lick his hands. I'm like, nah, I'm out. Yep. I'm good, buddy. I see that. Treadmills average 74 times more bacteria than a typical public bathroom faucet.
Oh, wow.
That's why I stopped licking treadmills. I said, no more for me. I got to stop.
Smart idea.
And so with all of those facts in mind, please enjoy your Mix Top 6 advice tips on how to keep your gym wear in tip-top condition. In at number 6, ensure that your washing machine is clean by regularly disinfecting your washing machine to avoid transferring bacteria from the washing machine to your gym wear and all your other clothing. And when it comes to your gym clothing, avoid fabric softeners.
I've never cleaned my washing machine. You're
oh, really?
To do that?
We get the little thing. They're like in the same aisle as the laundry detergent. There's a little bag of like laundry machine cleaner tablets, and you just drop one of those in there. And according to the package, it disinfects it.
Okay.
I don't know. But in our house, sometimes, like, we have pants with poop on them and stuff sometimes because of me, not my kids.
Well, I was going to say, that's you.
What can you do? In at number 5, use a detergent that's specifically formulated to handle tough sweat marks and odors. In at number 4, if you want to keep those gym clothing in tip-top shape, the odor-building bacteria that builds up on the inside of your workout gear, specifically in the pits and in the crotchal regions.
Yeah.
You got to wash those clothes inside out to ensure a more thorough cleanse.
The hot spots.
The hot spots. Watch out.
They're naturally inside out because they peel off of you.
Exactly,
so you're
right.
Like, great.
You throw them right back in there. In at number 3, ways to keep your gym clothes in tip-top condition, wash your gym towel and any workout clothing separate from other laundry to prevent cross-contamination.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah, you don't want to sit on that 362 times more germs stuff and then throw that in with like your blouse.
Yeah, and that stuff has a special kind of smell anyway.
It's true.
You know
sure
what
does.
I mean, you don't want to put it with the other stuff.
In at number 2, always wash underwear after every wear to prevent fecal germs from spreading. Also wash your socks to prevent fungal infections.
Okay.
The old fungal fecal combo.
That's right. The old 1-2 punch.
Yep.
It'll get you.
Every time, if one doesn't get you, the follow-up will.
Oh, no.
Get you with the cross and the hook. Watch out.
Yeah.
And in at number one, the ways to keep your gym clothes in tip-top condition. If you're going to rewear your sweaty underwear again, at least hang it up to air dry in between uses to limit bacterial growth.
Right in the middle of the locker room.
Just do
People
that.
Love that. They love it. Right
just
on the light.
Hang. Yeah. Put it on the doorknob of your office or something. Whatever you got to do to let it dry out.
Oh, no.
Also, an honorable mention to number one, you could do what I do and just not work out. There you go.
Hey.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
Well, Planters is looking to hire a crew to travel around the country in a nutmobile, or the nutmobile, I guess.
Whip, you want to do it?
Yeah. Yeah, there's just so many nut jokes. I can't even think of one. There's so many that I have zero.
Yeah, so according to the company, you're going to be known as the Peanutters.
Oh!
Okay, man. And you're going to be in constant search of life's next nutty adventure. So it's a full-time job, it's a one-year gig, and it all starts June 2024.
What's the pay?
Oh, probably peanuts.
There you go. Now we're back.
Next up, there are clearly a lot of differences between all of us and Gen Zers. You know, like, it's them against us, and it always will be the younger generation. And now they're entering the workforce, so we need to learn how to work together, right? Corporate Natalie has another trending video that addresses what it's like to give Gen Z feedback. Listen to this clip that we're going to play and see if this is what it feels like at your job.
I love the song Paint the Town Red. Love Doja. Huge fan. There is a lyric that you've been using in passing with your colleagues more in like spoken word form, less as like a musical moment. When someone disagrees with you, you'll just sit there and say, bitch, I said what I said. So our clients are not our fam. I think that's just like a distinction that I want to make clear to you.
Fair.
So yeah. She goes on, and I think a lot of people are enjoying it. Gen Z is coming out and saying like, yeah, I don't see any problem with this. Everybody else is like, can we just keep it a little bit more professional?
Yeah, it's bussing.
Yeah, it's no cap. Is that on the cool list or not? I can't remember.
I'm saying it ain't.
No.
Yeah.
And finally, if drinks could talk is trending right now currently. So people are associating words or sentences to different drinks that they consume daily. For instance, if coffee could talk, it would say, you can do this. Wine would say, you don't have to do this. And tequila, holy S, did you really just do that?
I like that.
Yeah.
So everybody's having fun adding their own kind of sentences to all the different drinks that they're enjoying.
Okay.
And that's your Flash Briefing.
All right. Thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.